And this poem is about a photograph that we unfortunately see too regularly in newspapers. We keep seeing it age after age. It's called Building with Its Face Blown Off. How suddenly the private is revealed in a bombed-out city. How the blue and white striped wallpaper of a second-story bedroom is now exposed to the lightly falling snow, as if the room had answered the explosion wearing only its striped pajamas. Some neighbors and soldiers poke around in the rubble below and stare up at the hanging staircase, the portrait of a grandfather, a door dangling from a single hinge. And the bathroom looks almost embarrassed by its uncovered ochre walls, the twisted mess of its plumbing, the sink sinking to its knees, the ripped shower curtain, the torn goldfish trailing bubbles. It's like a dollhouse view, as if a child on its knees could reach in and pick up the bureau, straighten a picture. Or it could be a room in a theater, on a stage, in a play with no characters, no dialogue or audience, no beginning, middle, and end, just the broken furniture in the street, a shoe among the cinder blocks, and the light snow still falling on a distant steeple and people crossing a bridge that still stands. And beyond that, crows in a tree, a statue of a leader on a horse, and clouds that look like smoke. And even farther on, in another country, on a blanket under a shade tree, a man pouring wine into two glasses, and a woman sliding out the wooden pegs of a wicker hamper filled with bread, cheese, and several kinds of olives. Thank you.